Good morning, Frank.
People should expect significant delays, I would imagine, after the setback this morning.
Yes, that's, that'll put disruption, which will continue right through the day. The first departures this morning were significantly late going out, and the first wave of arrivals that were due to come in were cancelled.
So we've got people who are hoping they'd be in Belfast sitting at other airports who won't be getting to Belfast at all, or will they be getting later on?
That will depend on the airline and whether or not they get rebooked on that. Some of the flights will be just completely cancelled and passengers transferred on to other flights if there's any available on those schedules. But certainly it's going to be a significant disruption for the rest of the day.
And those cancelled flights, are they from a myriad of airports around the UK or are they from further afield?
Mostly around the UK on that first wave inbound.
So people who'll be doing business for one day in Belfast, they're unlikely to get their business done today.
Yes, I was supposed to be in Gatwick myself this morning, so there was no point in having that when this was going on. So.
Yeah, but you would probably held back because you had to sort out the issue at the airport. There are flights going out. People can get out of Belfast.
Yes, the first wave of departures have all gone. There are some arrivals starting from sort of now onwards coming in. The disabled aircraft is still on the runway, so we're operating with reduced runway length. But we're managing to get aircraft away and get aircraft in.
And what's your advice to people who may be going across to Birmingham or London or Newcastle or whatever just for one day? Is it worth even going to the airport today?
The best thing is actually to talk to your airline. Some of them will be cancelled. Some of them will be delayed. Some people may be transferred on to other flights. But go straight to your airline in the first instance.
And as for people who are going on holiday charters or whatever, what's the state of play for those individuals?
Well, anything that has been sitting here overnight will get away. So we'll get most of the rest of our aircraft out today. Anything that comes in, we'll get out again. And we're working at the moment with engineers to try to get the aircraft removed from the runway as soon as possible. We'll require aircraft accident investigation to give us permission to do that. But as soon as that's done and as soon as the engineers are happy it can be done safely, we'll start to get the aircraft removed from the runway.
Yeah, I just want to get back to that bit in a second, but would you not have flights coming in from the likes of Spain that would be going out with holidaymakers or people who are going away for a break or whatever? Would they not be facing a significant delay, those people who might be going on a holiday today?
Possibly, but some of them will still operate. The type of aircraft we have operating are sort of 737s and Airbus 319s, 320s, which are capable of operating on the reduced distances that we have at the moment.
However, if you are going to the Belfast International Airport today, you are going to have to display patience. Expect delays.
Expect some disruption and keep in close contact with your airline. People like Easy and Ryanair are keeping their passengers updated very well on that one at the moment.
Now, the freight plane, it landed, it burst a tyre, and there are procedures, you've alluded to them, that you have to go through. You just can't pull it over to the side and allow other aircraft to land.
No, it's not a simple burst tyre. The undercarriage is damaged and twisted on one side, so that requires an engineering inspection to make sure, firstly, that it is safe to operate around, and then secondly, that it is then safe to continue to offload it and eventually move the aircraft.
And did the pilot of that plane know he was in difficulty, or did it happen just when he hit the ground?
It just happened when he hit the ground. So he had no notice of anything on the aircraft. There were no warnings, and it just happened when he landed.
And obviously he did exactly what he needed to do, and he brought the aeroplane to a standstill. But how common is something like that? Because if you had a, if you had passengers on board, they'd be very worried if you if they went through an experience like that.
It's very infrequent that that something like that would happen, Frank. Those sort of incidents are very few and far between. So, and I'm very pleased to say that you know, aviation is an extremely safe mode of travel.
Did it actually give your emergency teams an opportunity to put the process into play this morning?
It does, yes. I mean, obviously, our fire crews responded immediately, along with all of our own airport policing and our operational teams. And they've pretty much been on the runway with the aircraft ever since. They're still on standby around it at the moment.
Yeah, well, everyone's safe and sound. That's the most important thing, Alan. And patience
will
be needed today. Thanks for your time. Thank you.
Thanks very much, Frank.
That's Alan Whiteside, Operations Director up at the International Airport. If you are heading up that way, expect a delay. Right, good morning to you. 90-333-105, 077-66-105-105. Just on the other issues as far as the traffic's concerned, the M1 is slow coming in, the M2 as well. The West Link towards the M2, the Shore Road from Jordanstown towards White Abbey, Sydenham Bypass from the Hollywood Exchange to D Street, Upper Malone Road from Drumbeg, and the Lisburn Road there from the King's Hall into the city, tending to be